T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think he would be the biggest cult hero the Celtics have ever had off the bench, ever.
They want Paco.
I'm the perfect bailout. When you're in doubt, just throw the ball up.
Dale Arnold.
Is it true? You know Bill Belichick,
right? I do. He's been a friend since he was coaching for the Cleveland Browns.
This shocks me because not just the two of you together, but just imagining him having a friend.
When everybody zigs, Belichick zags.
Rich Key.
Just what the doctor ordered. Home run, Mookie. It's 5-0 Sox with the lead.
Dale and Keith, middays.
Great question, Dale. Michael Jordan, an idiot.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number two, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. It is a False Count Anywhere Friday, so whatever you guys want to talk about is fine with us. And we'll be all over the map here between now and 2 o'clock when OMF come through the door. But if you're looking at trending topics, well, Beyonce is a higher trending topic right now.
Yeah, Lion King comes out this weekend.
That's why.
And Lion Beyonce. King's out right now.
But Tyreek Hill is just behind Beyonce on trending topics right now. Because
for different reasons.
The National Football League has decided nothing to see here. No discipline for Tyreek Hill. Ready to go to training camp. Ready to play. Brooke Pryor covers the Chiefs for the Kansas City Star. She says a couple of updates to the whole information source here about Tyreek Hill. One, Crystal Espinal was not interviewed by the NFL despite multiple attempts from the NFL to speak with her. She declined through her attorney.
Oh, okay. So they did ask her to, and she said, no, thank you.
Brooke Pryor also says...
Don't you think that's kind of telling?
Do you think?
By the way...
She also says multiple family members of both Hill and Espinal's families were interviewed in the investigation.
Okay. All right. I was going to say. But still, her declining, I think, also says a lot. She's going to be terrified of this guy. Like, he even said in his own quote, he said to her, we heard him say it, you should be terrified of me too.
Well, to
meaning the kid is also terrified of him.
Help us out here, because you were talking about a tweet from Tucker Boynton.
Yeah, yeah.
From Barstool, who brought this up a few minutes ago.
Yeah, and so he takes a part of the NFL personal conduct policy, which, again, we keep referencing because you can still get in trouble even if you haven't been convicted in a court of law. And part of the expectations and standards of conduct for, again, everybody involved in the NFL includes the following here. Actual or threatened physical violence against another person, including dating violence, domestic violence, child abuse, and other forms of family violence.
And
threatened violence. Yeah.
You need you don't necessarily have to be proven to have committed violence.
Well, if
you threaten violence.
Correct. By the letter of their own law, then this should have been something. And they're ignoring it. They're like, "Oh, well, we couldn't prove that he did it." Well, we just played the tape. Like, we've all heard the tape. So I think that is just another reason why the NFL screwed this thing up.
Shine, pull up the audio again. Now, this audio was recorded by Crystal Espinal. She then gave it to somebody in case it was needed. It was leaked out literally an hour before the NFL draft, back on the first round draft day. And this is...
Yeah, so that's April 25th.
You tell me if this constitutes a threat.
He is terrified of you. And you say that he respects you, but it's not respect. Me. It's terrified. He is terrified of you.
You need to be terrified of me, too.
You need to be terrified of me, too.
Yeah. And again, combine that with how this guy got into the league and what happened in college and all the red flags that were there. And so it's not just... some random guy in the league that you happen to catch him on a really bad day or something like that. Nope, there's a history here with Tyreek Hill.
Kansas City Chiefs have put out a statement of their own. It says the league has not found that Tyreek Hill violated the NFL's personal conduct policy. Based on the information provided to us by the league, we have decided it is appropriate for Tyreek to return to the team at the start of training camp.
Then welcome him back.
The club fully supports the conditions for return laid out by the league and will continue to monitor any new developments in the case. We are glad to welcome Tyreek back to the team.
We're glad.
And look forward to the start of training camp next week.
Can't wait. Go Chiefs. Hashtag go Chiefs. Yeah, that is just brutal. I mean, and the thing is, the NFL is going to get a lot of backlash today for it, but people are going to move on. And guess what? When the Chiefs play on, you know, Monday Night Football or Sunday Night Football, something tells me Tyreek Hill's still going to be in the graphic, you know, still going to be part of the promotional material, still going to be showing his highlights about how fast he is and everything else. And the NFL's kind of used to this. They'll screw something up. They get a lot of heat for it, but they're still the NFL, and you're not going to lose a lot of fans over this. People are going to be mad. They're going to have these angry little tweets about it, and then they just, you know, move on to the next thing.
My buddy Matt Chatham, former Patriot and Super Bowl champion, tweets out, NFL leadership is corrupt, duplicitous, and can't be relied upon to get a public issue right in a way that's logically or morally satisfactory to intelligent people. When you come to terms with that, you're less surprised or outraged at predictably bad decisions they make. This is par.
Oh, this is what happens. This is how they go about it. And again, it's like a blind spot for them, specifically when you get into domestic violence or, you know, child abuse. They don't really know what they're doing. Think about how long ago Ray Rice was. Was that 5 years ago? So they've had plenty of times to try to get this thing right, and it just seems like they don't know what they're doing. But, you know, a guy smokes weed, boom, 4 games. Gotcha for the weed, even though it's legal in so many states now. But this one, they just continue to get wrong. And I don't know what it's going to take for a change. Maybe that's ultimately somebody besides Roger Goodell in charge to finally get this right. I don't know.
So he's back, baby. And the Kansas City Chiefs, who were probably the most legitimate competition for the Patriots in the AFC.
I think they are.
Are better today than they were yesterday.
Yeah. No, they are. Because they... Even the Chiefs, and again, we go back to them drafting a receiver, a small, fast receiver in the second round this year. They were probably preparing for at least part of the season, if not more, without Tyreek Hill. But they're not going to miss him at all. You know, again, if he stays healthy, not going to miss him at all. And Dale, it's funny because you remember when Tyreek Hill was in New England and there was the fan that dumped beer on him, and I did not support that, the fan.
No, that good. Well done, Rich.
You know what? Kind of hear his side of it now. I kind of get it.
Jason LaConfora, who covers the NFL for CBS Sports, tweets out, a lot of people around the league shocked by the Tyreek Hill decision.
It is. It is shocking. I thought he was going to at least get something. Right? And what's really the harm in that, too? If you're the league and you hit him for 4 games, I'd be like, listen, you don't want us to investigate anymore into you. You could probably find something. So if they popped him for 4 games, it's not derailing the Chiefs season, right? He's still going to come back week 5, but it at least looks like you did something, and at least it looks like you're taking it seriously. This looks like it's no big deal. It's like, he threatened his girlfriend, and he may or may not have broken the arm of his 3-year-old son. Who cares?
As Mike Freeman said, how he's not suspended for making a clear threat caught on tape is a disgrace. Seems pretty clear cut to me, but... Mm-hmm.
All right.
Roger Goodell found a way around this, though.
We're going to talk with Ian Rappaport, Dale, coming up
good.
At 11:20.
And we'll get his thoughts on...
Yes.
I mean, the NFL's not going to do anything else. This is it. It's over. Short of TMZ coming up with the tape, which, you know, I don't think exists. This is the way it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Brendan is in Brockton. Hey, Brendan, how you doing?
Good. I was just wondering what you guys thought about the NASCAR race this weekend. And
Rich?
Well, it's up in New Hampshire, Dale, so
Thank
I am
you,
familiar
Rich.
With the track up at Loudoun. I've not really weighed in yet on who I think is going to win, though, Brendan. It's going to be hot up there for him.
It is. I'm going to be roasting.
Yeah.
Do you think Logano will be able to repeat this season?
I think he's got a good chance. Good a chance as any. You know, I like how his car's been running this year.
The Fenway Roush team is the one I'm looking for, Brendan.
Yeah, you're a bit of a homer in that
regard.
It would
be interesting, yeah. That's an easy choice for you guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
There's a tie in there.
That's why I do that.
It's a false count anywhere Friday, Dill. And
we,
it is.
We say it, listen, and we back it up, my friend.
There's a New Hampshire. When Mutt and I were working up in New Hampshire, we would do our show the Friday before the race, we would do it up at Loudoun.
I've done it a couple of times. Yeah, I've done it a couple of times up there, and
it's kind of cool.
For those poor people who are going to be sitting out in those grandstands this weekend,
That's
brutal. Is going to be horrible for those people.
I like a nice day drinking, and that is a good day drinking event. But not this weekend. It's going to be hot.
Might not be good. Stu is in Hadley. Hey, Stu, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going,
Stu?
Just one thing about. Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound great.
All right. Just about the Tyreek Hill thing. If he doesn't get suspended for beating his kid and threatening his wife, Josh Gordon should be allowed back in the league to play.
100%.
Yeah, I'm not sure that the NFL will equate the two, but they won't.
But all of us will.
All of us are saying, well, wait a minute. Josh Gordon has a problem because he likes to smoke weed.
Right.
And, you know, he's trying to get help for that, and we all support him in his ongoing efforts to, you know, help himself.
To the best of our knowledge, Josh Gordon has really only hurt himself.
Yes.
To the best of our knowledge, he's only hurt himself. Tyreek Hill, you certainly can't say that. The two people he's supposed to protect are the two people that we know he has hurt.
Look, I can grant you that there's no evidence that he broke his son's arm. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
We know he threatened the mother of his child.
Yeah, and guess what? He also essentially tried to kill that child before he was even born. That's what he did.
If you
punch a pregnant woman in the stomach, what do you think you're doing? And this is a guy who he's already pled guilty to domestic assault and battery by strangulation. So there's no debate on that one. You know, he did that. And this one more recent, unfortunately, for the prosecutors down there, they couldn't find a way to prove it. The NFL has come out today. They said they couldn't prove it. But I still think there's at least enough there where some punishment is warranted.
He is terrified of me.
You need to be terrified of me, too. No.
That sounds like a pretty clear threat.
It does to me, yeah. NFL didn't see it that way.
You need to be terrified of me, too.
Yeah.
Mike's in Rhode Island. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, whatever. All right.
We'd have been happy to hear your Keefspiracy. In fact, I would have preferred it.
I'm interested in what the Keefspiracy was. Another day, another time.
Well, I'll give you one.
Yeah, let's hear it.
If Tyreek Hill were a member of the New England Patriots, would he be suspended today?
I mean, I think there is a thing against the Patriots.
Tom Brady, Josh Gordon, Julian Edelman.
Yeah. Although, let's see what happens with... I mean, because Edelman just... he failed a test, right? So he's going to get popped. And those ones, fair or unfair, like that, they have that written in stone, and they suspend those guys all over the league if they fail a test. If they allow Josh Gordon to play like week one or really earlier in the year, there's less of an argument for it. But if they pop Gordon again for another full season and he has shown signs of turning things around, and he's got his head on straight and he's trying to stay clean and they still don't let him play, then that very well could be a Patriot thing. But Tyreek, I don't know. I mean, if he was on the Patriots, I guess. I thought he was going to get suspended on any of the teams. I thought he was going to get suspended for at least a few games.
I mean, and I know that we here in New England, we probably have a persecution complex when it comes to the NFL anyway. I mean, we still, most of us around here, most clear-thinking people around here think that the Brady suspension was ridiculous. The Edelman thing, I'll give you. It's
just a rule. It's whatever.
I mean, that's it. Right. He violated it. He's got to sit down. The Josh Gordon thing, I'll even give you. I mean, repeated violations. There's a question about whether it's that big a deal, but that's beside the point.
Well, that's another one of the many reasons why the whole Tom Brady suspension was so dumb, is because every time a player in the league gets suspended or doesn't get suspended in this case and gets away with something, or maybe only gets two or three games, you still go back to Brady and you say, you did this for your best player? You went after him to this degree for what did he do? And then these other guys are out there
for failing a science project.
The other guys are out there committing crimes, right? They're committing crimes, and you're like, well, nah, we got nothing. We did a couple interviews. We got nothing. It's like, do you think they went through everybody's cell phones like they did with Brady and everybody involved in that whole saga? I mean, there's no way that they spent as much time on Tyreek Hill as they did Brady. They'd be terrified of what they might find.
I've already said that I don't think Robert Kraft gets suspended. I think he's there opening night when they unfurl the Super Bowl championship banner. But if now the NFL does suspend Robert Kraft, then you've got all your Keefspiracy theories all in a row if that happens.
They should just leave the league. They should be like, we're leaving the league. We're too good for you guys. If you're going to punish Kraft now after this, because it would be the same type of deal, wouldn't it? It would be sort of the personal conduct policy and just, you know, dragging the NFL's name through the mud a little bit and being the center of attention for a little while for a story that, you know, the league probably wasn't thrilled with. But now, if you're going to let Tyreek Hill go, you absolutely need to let Robert Kraft go. I mean, there's going to be nothing there. He may not even get fined after all this.
Bob McGovern, who used to do a great job covering the legal aspects for the Boston Herald, tweeted out, I'm curious, did the, quote, comprehensive investigation, unquote, which is what the NFL called it, in this case involve one of the nation's top law firms / litigators? And is there a massive report we can read explaining a, quote, less probable than not finding here? I mean,
yeah, I don't know.
For allegedly letting air out of footballs.
Yeah, yeah.
The National Football League hired this law firm, put together the Wells Report, spent millions
so much
of dollars.
Time. Yeah.
The comprehensive report in the Tyreek Hill case said, yeah, she didn't want to talk to us, so what could I do?
Well, what would have happened, too, is because the NFL got so mad because they got pushback on that. Isn't that what it really came down to? So that would be like if they suspended Hill and then Hill appealed full court. Like, once they get pushback, they go nuts, like with Ezekiel Elliott. Like, they really try to get after you a little bit more because they feel like you're not just accepting your penalty. And so that's when you're going to get the most aggressive kind of pushback by the league. In this case, Tyreek Hill probably just didn't say anything. It was out there in the news, and he was just waiting it out. The people that they talked to didn't. It wasn't enough to you know, prove anything that Tyreek Hill did, even though we all have our feelings about what happened. And so ultimately, he gets nothing.
Jason LaConfora, we told you, said people around the league are going, what?
Yeah.
And literally everybody that I'm reading on Twitter who I follow around the National Football League, Jim Trotter tweeted out, if you were confused by how the NFL personal conduct policy was applied before, you'll be even more confused by how it was not applied today. It is. If I'm Ezekiel Elliott, I'm suing the National Football League.
Yeah, he absolutely should. Yeah, this is really, really strange. Because what are you doing? Like, if you suspended him for four games, it at least should. I think there still would have been a little bit of an outcry. I really do. I think there would have been people saying that wasn't enough. But if you do it that way, it looks like you took a look at it. You said, hey, you know, if we had more proof, it would have been more games, but we need to do it this way. You do still send a little bit of a message. I don't even think Kansas City's that upset about it. They're probably ready for it. They were preparing themselves for it. This is just a really weird decision.
Let's talk with Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network. He was one of the initial tweets that I saw with the news about this, and he joins us on the line right now. Hey, Ian, how you doing?
What's going on, man? How are you?
We're doing great, thanks. We are baffled by what the NFL did today. It appears that everybody who I've read on Twitter who covers the NFL for a living is baffled by it. Are you baffled as well?
Honestly, I'm not. You know, this is something that we've been working on for a long time. And, you know, I would say over the course of the last 48 hours, trying to nail down that he was not going to be suspended or fined was probably the thing I did the most. So I was expecting no suspension. I was expecting no fine. It basically read kind of like I had thought, honestly. And there's, you know, a couple things that went into it. And obviously we know the audio that was released around the time of the draft was, you know, not good. Nothing good about that at all. And I got someone called me about 2 days ago and said, make sure you listen to the entire 11-minute audio. So I said, okay. So I listened to the entire 11-minute audio that Crystal Espinal secretly recorded involving her and Tyreek Hill as they went through an airport. And his comments come off very differently in that she doesn't deny when Hill claims that she basically made up the 2014 incident. And she also admits that she knows that Hill did not break the arm of her son. There's a lot in there. The NFL talked to Hill. They talked to people on both sides. They did not talk to Krista Aspinall, who did not make herself available for comment. But the end result of all of this was he ended up not being suspended.
Now, was his past considered in this at all? Because I think when we heard the tapes and you said, well, if this was a player with a completely clean record, then maybe the NFL kind of goes the other way. But when you combine it with what happened to him while he was in college, wouldn't that have added to it or no?
Well, it certainly does sound like, just based on the, you know, the comments by his fiance in that recording, that, you know, even there's some doubt about the 2014 incident. You know, he asked her point blank in this recording, you know, I didn't do it. And she changes the subject. I said, let's not talk about that right now. I thought that was, you know.
Yeah, but didn't he plead guilty to that one, though, Ian? Like, he pleaded guilty, ultimately.
I believe it was guilty. It was either guilty or no contest. But, yes, okay. he clearly at that point admitted some form of guilt, whatever the, you know, the legal thing was. You know, so I think there were other players, Jimmy Smith, I believe, who got suspended 4 games for threats. Like, that was basically his crime was threats, which, of course, is not, you're not allowed to do. So he got suspended 4 games. Even that was not precedent for a Tyreek Hill suspension, in part because, and this is something my colleague James Palmer has just reported, actually, Tyreek Hill actually showed text messages to the league contradicting a lot of the claims that his fiance made. So I think there was a lot here and a lot that was not reported until pretty recently.
Wouldn't it behoove the NFL to release some of this information if this is true?
Maybe, but I don't believe they do that. I mean, there's been situations where, I mean, we all, you know, I don't know how many pages that the Deflategate report was, but I think we all read through that.
There was a lot,
you know,
yeah.
There was a lot, yeah. I'll never get those hours back.
No. Nope.
You know, there was a Wells report. There's been a couple of them. I have not heard plans of releasing information from this report, although actually I will ask after we get off the phone.
Now, they in the statement, or one of the reports, was that they are leaving this investigation open. So if they get more evidence, that they have the right to sort of maybe punish Tyreek Hill down the line. But that doesn't mean they are actively doing anything, right? That sounds more like if, I don't know, let's say, TMZ or somebody like that were able to present them with more, then they'll go back and look at it.
Yes, or, I mean, basically, this actually is kind of what they do in all things. Honestly, it's just sort of, hey, if something else comes up, we'll change it. But right now, no discipline. Basically, what they mean is there are things that are in the court files that are sealed that they were just not allowed to get. And so if something in one of those comes up and, you know, completely disproves what they concluded, they could go back and suspend them. But obviously, that's not something, you know, clearly that's not something that the NFL is actively investigating right now.
We've seen the release from the Kansas City Chiefs. It's about what we'd expect. You know, we welcome him back. How do you think they feel about all of this?
They have been behind him the entire time. And so it's been actually really interesting because, you know, my thought was either the Chiefs are being lied to or they are being told the truth. And for a long time, you know, and I had heard that they were supporting him and believed him and he was really up front. I just couldn't report it because it would just seem ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like, it would either show that they're completely not believable or something else that we all thought was completely wrong, and it turned out that something else we all thought was completely wrong. The Chiefs had been behind him. They had been talks about a big-time contract extension. I would expect those to resume, you know, maybe when the season starts or something like that, a couple weeks, let this kind of marinate a little bit. But they certainly are still behind their player.
So we know Tyreek Hill won't miss any time. What are you hearing, Ian, on Josh Gordon? Do you think he'll be playing this year for the Patriots?
Honest answer is I do not know. I don't. I mean, it's, you know, these reinstatement proceedings are difficult and they're different. And, you know, Martavis Bryant applied he, I guess, theoretically has a chance, although it seems to me like a little bit of a long shot. Randy Gregory has a chance, probably a better chance to play for the Cowboys this year. Josh Gordon, I don't know. I know that, you know, for the Patriots, it's not something that they're, like, talking about every day. It's not a guy who's, like, in their plans right now. I mean, I think they would certainly welcome him back if he showed that he's going to be a better version as a person I'm talking about, a better version than the one they got last year.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know that he's actually going to get reinstated, prove to the Patriots that he has turned the corner, that he's a different person, show that he's in the right frame of mind. I mean, there are, as always with Josh Gordon, you know, the talent is incredible. We've seen probably like 1/10 of it, honestly. But there's always so much that goes into it. I think the Patriots know better than to simply say, this is a guy we're counting on for next season.
Final question before we let you go. Any idea, because I don't have one, of where the Robert Kraft situation stands?
Not really, no. I mean, I know that it's something the NFL is looking into, and you know, these investigations tend to take a long time in the past. And we've seen some. Steve Keim had a DUI before last season, was suspended for some of camp. We've seen Ursay be, there have been owners or, you know, front office people who have been suspended. I think in generally those usually come before the season. But it depends on when the investigation concludes. And, you know, I think just based on the words of law enforcement, this one is probably a little different than it seemed right from the outset. But the NFL obviously is going to have to, you know, come up with some sort of ruling. And, you know, I would imagine it's before the season, but I couldn't swear to it.
Ian, we really appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, joining us. I've never heard the entire 11-minute audio. I would love to know where you can hear the entire 11-minute audio.
I don't know if I want to. I think we probably should, I guess, at this point.
We can't play 11 minutes on the radio.
Not on the radio,
obviously.
I'm saying for myself. I've
never heard all 11 minutes. I'd like to hear all 11 minutes. We've certainly heard the cuts that have made the most news out of it, but
I just also wonder, like, going back to the 2014 incident, so is he alleging that maybe that didn't happen? Although, again, he did.
He did plead guilty.
Right. And I understand there are definitely cases where you plead guilty and you get a lesser sentence. I mean, we know those stories, but I don't know. That whole thing is bizarre. And they're still together, which, again, that's another whole thing. But that is nuts. But ultimately, Tyreek Hill, zero game suspension.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. An hour from now, we've got Kiefer Madness, our week in review. Lots of stuff to go over there. We'll get back to your calls in just a couple of minutes, but we've got trending now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
+1 7 7 7 9 7 9 3 7 is the telephone number. I take you back to April 26th.
Ooh, what a great time.
2019.
Yes.
When Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, tweeted out the following. One of the best players in the league is implicated in a pattern of abusive activities toward a 3-year-old boy. My heart is broken at the thought of what that child has endured. If Tyreek Hill is allowed to play again, I'm not sure I can keep covering this league.
Well, he was a good reporter.
It was nice to
have
him.
I enjoyed
his
stuff. He was really good on the air and writing and everything else.
So today Mike Florio writes.
Yeah, what'd he say? Oh, yeah.
He's still here. He's here today. So today on Pro Football Talk, he's got a piece, the headline of which is NFL gradually has softened its hardline approach to player discipline. And just the takeaway line for me here is, it has become more and more clear and obvious over the past year or so that the NFL reeling from sharp reductions in TV viewership during the 2016 and 17 seasons, has decided to take a kinder, I think that's supposed to be kinder.
Kindler? I think it's supposed to be kinder. I kind of like that twist on things.
A kinder and gentler approach to player discipline in order to ensure that as many great players as possible are available to play in the NFL regular season and postseason games. Holy crap if that's true. You know, the TV numbers are down. I mean, if there's any way we can overlook this.
You know, I don't think it's crazy, though.
No, I don't either.
Really, I mean, it's such... Because similar to, we said, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs, if their fourth string wide receiver did something like this, probably gone. Gone.
Yeah.
Right? You would assume gone. Like, off the team, see you later. Their best receiver, it's a different story. And so if you're the league, do you look at it the same way, where you're saying, all right, well, week one of the NFL season, I don't even, whoever the Chiefs are playing, do we want Tyreek Hill out there? Yeah, they do. More people want to see the best players. That's an obvious thing. And so if you can keep them on the field, you're going to do it. So if that factored in at all, like how good of a player he is, it shouldn't. But I have a feeling that he does. I think Florida's onto something there.
Now think about this. Remember Roger Goodell's former reputation? He was the sheriff.
Yeah, I feel like when he first came in, it was like, look out, Pac-Man Jones and Tank Johnson and all these guys. Like, he means business. And he's gonna take guys down. And recently, different. And again, and that, not like the Edelman one, right? Because that one doesn't really count as much because that's been agreed upon. They know what it is. It's set in stone. These guys all get tested, whatever the policy is. And then if they get popped, boom, see you later. You miss four games, right?
Now, so that was all. As Florio correctly points out, the pendulum towards, you know, we're going to be a badass here was in the immediate aftermath of the Ray Rice situation. When that video came out, it was like, damn it, we got to do something here.
Yeah.
And he became a real hard butt at that point. But now he's looking at, you know, reduced TV ratings. Yeah, well, you know, maybe we got to make sure some of these guys are playing.
Yeah, and then they've definitely changed tune a little bit, and that's why I also wonder. Now, Josh Gordon, you know, isn't the player that he was 5 years ago per se, but I wonder if that's another reason. Like, would they consider like, oh, you know what? It does make the Patriots a little bit more interesting. Like, they're already a very good team, but you know, it adds another dynamic to them. Like, do you want to get him out there on the field more?
And isn't there a simple question here? How did the arm get broken?
Yeah, I think that's a fair question.
Isn't that a simple, easy question?
Yeah.
How did a 3-year-old boy break his arm? Give me an explanation. Tell me something. You know, he fell out of a tree in the backyard.
Right. Because I know it's not, it hasn't been proven, but I feel like my immediate thought goes to Tyreek Hill, the same guy who punched his pregnant girlfriend and strangled her. I go to him. And then, now... So we just had Ian Rappaport on a minute ago, and his point is we were playing the clip of, you know, Tyreek Hill telling his fiance, like, you need to be terrified of me too, or you need to be scared of me too. But I guess it's a much longer tape, and some of it, there's some back and forth. So it is tough to, like, to take her as the most credible witness, at least based off of what he said, right? Like, you can't just say everything she has said has been right and everything, you know, against Tyreek Hill. So... I think you have to allow for a whatever small percentage of a chance that Tyreek Hill wasn't the one that broke his arm. I think you have to at least allow for that. But I feel like based off of his history and some of the other things that we have heard, my feeling is it was him. But again, the league didn't think so, and the league didn't even think so enough to view any of that phone call as a threat, which is in their personal conduct policy, and it's just going to be business as usual for he and the Chiefs.
It's so simple. Just tell me how the arm got broken. Somebody. I mean, Crystal Espinal. Somebody. How did a 3-year-old boy break his arm? Give me, and by the way, give me some semblance of a story that makes some sense, and we'll move from there, but I haven't seen that. Have you?
No, they have not had that anywhere. But again, I think that's why the prosecutors were so upset, is because they couldn't really find that either. Like, they didn't have any answers, and I think that really was upsetting to them, because they feel like they had the guy, they just didn't have the proof. You're looking at Tyreek Hill's
Tyreek Hill has come out with a statement of his own.
Yeah, he sure has.
I'm going to quote.
Okay.
The last few months have been very difficult for me, especially as a father. The false allegations originally reported in March were highly publicized and involved the care of my son. I am grateful for so many things and grateful for so many people who have supported me during this challenging time. I fully respect and accept the NFL's decision.
Oh, he accepts the no punishment?
He accepts the decision of the NFL, nothing
kind
to see
clown
here.
Show is yeah. that? I respect them not punishing me at all. That takes a big man.
To the fans, friends, and family that I have made in Kansas City, I love you and thank you for your continued support. To the NFLPA, Mr. Ned Ehrlich, thank you for your dedication, understanding, and guidance throughout this process. To the NFL, Commissioner Goodell, and everyone who assisted in this investigation,
kidding me.
Thank you for your time
and
for conducting a thorough investigation.
Oh,
I will not let you down.
Bet you do.
To the Kansas City Chiefs, Clark Hunt, Brett Veach, Coach Reed, the entire organization, and the Chiefs Kingdom.
See, I hate when they reference things like that. Like, that'd be like saying, you know, Red Sox Nation in
it's
there.
Like the Mick Foley cheap pop.
Yeah, but like to throw that in there, like this is a very serious thing. Anyway, go keep going.
You gave me a home when everyone doubted me. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I love you all. I can assure you that I will continue to work to be the person, player, and teammate that you envisioned me to be. Okay. And then I'm going to get to the last paragraph.
Oh, this is a treat.
To my children, my beautiful children, I love you all dearly, and I promise you all that I will continue to strive to be the best father, the best friend, the best role model, and the best mentor that I can be. I love you all.
Well, case closed. I didn't read this before, so now I feel like he probably should not have been suspended. There you go.
By the way, how many children now is this? Was he talking about the son who had the broken arm, and have the twins been born?
I assume they have, because we were talking about this back in March, and I don't know how far along she was, but for him to say children, I assume it's all of them. Doesn't say a word about the woman that he threatened, but that's okay.
No, there's nothing in
she's
there
not
about
in there.
Crystal Espinal.
No, she's not in there.
The commissioner is.
Yeah, shout out to the commissioner. And
Brett Veach is.
He got a shout out.
Crystal Espinal, not so much.
Maybe she's included in Chiefs Kingdom. Maybe she's a part
of
the kingdom.
That's where they meant.
Could be.
And when he tweeted out this statement, by the way, over under on how many of these words he actually wrote?
Oh, zero.
I'm going to set it at 7.
I'm going to go way under the 7.
Okay.
Significantly under 7.
When he tweeted it out with, "Love you guys," 3 exclamation points, and the emoji with the victory fingers.
Well, that's like the peace sign emoji.
Yeah,
peace sign. Like, hey, peace. Man, unbelievable. I mean, it is really surprising, though. I think everybody associated with the league thought he was going to get suspended for something, and he did not.
Again, I go back to my buddy Matt Chatham, who tweeted out, if a player were to say, "You need to be terrified of me, bitch," to Roger Goodell, he could count on being suspended by the league.
Yeah,
if that same player is recorded saying it to Crystal Espinal,
you're all good. You're fine.
He won't be. That's kind of the NFL in a nutshell,
Sounds right.
Matt Chatham.
Yeah, I think he's right.
He's right.
Yep.
But we're all good, he says.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Commissioner Goodell. Thank you for your thorough investigation. He won't let you down.
I bet he does.
I'm going
to
go.
I don't know if that's a bet. It's a kind of a morbid thing to bet on, but I bet he does.
I'm thinking you might be right. We'll get your reaction when we come back. 617-779-7937. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WE.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
EI. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We read to you guys the statement put out by Tyreek Hill. He tweeted it out, along with a peace sign emoji. But he tweeted it out, and as I read through it for you, and I gave you the whole thing.
You sure did.
and I said the number of words that he actually wrote. I put the plus, the over under number at 7. I'm going to 0.
High.
0.
Yeah.
In fact, not only do I not think Tyreek Hill wrote this, I'm not sure he's read it yet.
He may not have. They sent it to him. He's like, all right, I can tweet this out from my account. It'll look like it was me. So he probably did write the love you guys there at the top on the Twitter.
Got that part down.
I bet he did that, the 3 exclamation points and the emoji. I bet that was all him.
617-779-7937. Nick's in Holyoke. Hey, Nick.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. What's going on?
Not too much. I got a conspiracy about why Tyreek Hill is playing this year and Josh Gordon will not.
Okay. Let's hear it.
So Roger Goodell seems to be real tough on marijuana, right?
Yes.
Who is spending the most for ad money for the NFL? Beer companies, Anheuser-Busch, Miller Coors. Those guys are spending a ton of money, and I guarantee they're telling Roger Goodell, hey, be as hard as you possibly can on weed. They don't want it normalized, even though it's legal in Massachusetts, legal in another handful of states. He's harder on weed than he is on child abuse and domestic violence. It's pretty sad.
I love it, Nick. I think you're onto something
It's an interesting conspiracy. I have a hard time believing that even Anheuser-Busch could convince Goodell, go hard on the weed, guys, but child abusers are okay.
Like, let's keep making weed look like it's the worst thing in the world, and then people can keep drinking our delicious, delicious beers. Could be.
I'm going to say that they probably weren't suggesting. Although, you know, I love a good Keefspiracy.
There's a lot of people that partake in both, so it's not like you have to pick or choose.
I'm
going to
guess that if you partake in one, you might partake in both.
Sometimes some are, one or the other, but there's plenty of times where I'm sure the both are overlap.
Probably more likely that the weed smokers partake in beer than the beer drinkers partake in weed.
Mm.
Of the two.
That's a thinker right there.
Something to ponder on a hot summer day.
Uh-huh.
Jeff's on the cell phone. Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, I have a conspiracy. This is 100% the Patriots' fault, this rule.
Okay.
Why is that?
The NFL and Roger Goodell want the Patriots to lose at all costs, and the Chiefs have a better chance of beating the Patriots with him on the team than without.
Maybe I'm paranoid, Jeff, but I kind of feel like you're not 100% wrong. Like, I think anything that can kind of tweak the Patriots, it's enough is enough. They would prefer a true parity league. I think if
I said earlier, if he was a wide receiver for the Patriots,
maybe he gets
would
popped.
He be suspended today? And I
maybe he
sorry,
does.
I think yeah. he would be. I mean,
because do you think Roger Goodell would prefer two different teams making the Super Bowl every year?
Probably.
I think so. The idea of, hey, you never know when it's your team can win it. And meanwhile, the AFC East, one team can win it for 20 years. And really, the AFC, for the most part, is one team. And the Chiefs definitely have the best chance of knocking off the Patriots, at least I think, in the conference.
617-779-7937. We'll get back to your calls in a couple of minutes. Bottom of the hour, next hour, it is Kiefer Madness, not a Keefspiracy, but a Kiefer Madness. Our week in review, that's coming up as well. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.